And this is a very special year for Limerick, just begun. Many of you will remember, of course, that our guest in Limerick, who we're about to link up with, was the Ambassador Consul General of Ireland in New York. That wasn't good enough for him, so he packed it in, went back to Ireland to become the Secretary General to the President of Ireland. And then he moved on to the Chairman of the Advisory Board to the Gathering Ireland 2013. And that, as we know, the most successful tourism record-breaking year for Ireland. So now, of course, he has moved on, and he's on the board of the Limerick City of Culture. Ambassador, Consul, Secretary, Friend, Tim O'Connor, very welcome.
Thank you, Adrian. Well, I think there is always saying the trouble about the two of us Limerick fellas in New York. You know, you were educated in Limerick, but the town wasn't big enough for the two of us, so I just had to leave, you know.
Yeah, that reference, of course, is to my stellar performance in Mungret College outside of Limerick, where, coming from my native Attie Mass in County Mayo, it was the first experience of emigration, and we thought, indeed, my older brother, Enda, and my younger brother, Fenton, I don't know, they seemed to adjust a little bit better. I thought it was kind of being banished to Van Diemen's Land. However,
I thought you were going to say, Adrian, this is your first experience of eminence in this. Anyway,
whatever.
Great. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to yourself. Now, this is a great year. And, of course, being Ireland, and this is a kind of a slow week for news anyway. So for those who might hear about the Rúile Bhualadh and the Míle Murder going on in Limerick before this evening gets started, might get distracted from the significance of this year. And of course, as a Limerick man yourself, maybe you'll fill us in on what brought this about.
Okay, thanks, Adrian. So yes, so the project is called Limerick National City of Culture 2014, and it's a new initiative by the Irish government, following up a little bit, like in the same broad space as the Gathering was a very particular project. Of the initiative of the government. This is one which has been spearheaded by the Minister for Arts, Jimmy Deanahan, himself a neighbour in North Kerry. So it was decided to start a programme, and it looks like it's going to be repeated in different cities across Ireland every 4 years. So the designation of a particular city as National City of Culture, so a year-long celebration of culture and the arts in that city on a national basis. And Limerick has had the privilege and the honour of being designated as the first such national city of culture, and it just kicked off on New Year's Eve, by the way, with a very spectacular New Year's Eve celebration in Limerick by the beautiful River Shannon that we heard so poignantly about a moment ago. This is a year-long celebration of culture, which has obviously a strong Limerick focus itself, very dynamic, vibrant arts community in Limerick will be showcased. And this is going to the project has, you know, sort of huge roots in the community in Limerick, but also with a wider appeal. We'll have in the next few weeks we're going to have the world premiere of the 20th anniversary tour of Riverdance. So Riverdance is 20 years old this year, hard to believe.
Wow!
And there's a world tour beginning, and it's going to the world premiere will be in Limerick, and of course. No coincidence, I hope that in fact the composer of Riverdance is the great Bill Whelan, who himself is from Limerick, and in fact the colleague of mine on the board of Limerick City of Culture. So we're very honoured that Riverdance is kicking off six shows and sold out. And on it goes, a whole range of really exciting stuff in the planning for the year, and I'd say some of it very significant international events and showcasing of international renown like Riverdance, and then others will be you know, local. But the whole thing is, as I say, a brilliant platform for Limerick, a brilliant platform for culture. We're very excited about it.
And I think the Rúna Búinn you were referring to, we had
some controversy, shall we say, this week. Unfortunately, our artistic director, Carol Wallace, has resigned. We're very sorry to hear that, and it's a very, you know, it's a significant setback, and it is causing quite a deal of controversy at the moment. I was in Limerick yesterday with Pat Cox, who's the chairman of the board. Pat Cox, the very distinguished parliamentarian, former president of the European Parliament, and of course himself a free man of Limerick. And also, by the way, on the board is another free man of Limerick, Paul O'Connell, a legendary rugby player.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to, of course, Bill Whelan, who's also a free man of Limerick. So there's a number of us on the board. And so obviously this was a setback for us, and we're working very, very hard as a board, and working with the city council and county councils to regroup. There was a public meeting last night that probably made it onto the airwaves there in the Clarion Hotel in Limerick, at which three or 400 people. It was, and we were there as a board, so there was a lot of a frank, honest, tough exchange, and we're working on the kind of, there are lessons to be learned clearly, which we're taking on board. We're working on at the moment, and now we're trying to move forward. But what I've been saying to everybody is that what was particularly in that room last night from everybody, though, was a shared determination to make this a great project, a great year for Limerick and for Ireland, and we're all very determined and united about doing that.
And indeed, it wouldn't do any harm to take some of the success of Derry, the European City of Culture, and indeed one of the highlights of Derry, Londonderry, City of Culture. We were delighted, of course, to broadcast directly from Derry. From Coltis Kiltory Éireann, probably one of the finest displays of culture and music, with a wickedly high percentage of Americans. There are people we met there that we wouldn't meet in a day's walk.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I'd like to take the opportunity to congratulate Derry. They've just finished now. As we're starting, they've just finished their year. So just to remind your listeners that Derry was UK National City of Culture. First national UK National City of Culture. Did a brilliant job. It's been a marvellous year for Derry, Londonderry. I think there's just been hats off to them. Now, they've had their controversies, of course, along the way too, because these are complex projects. You bring something big and new that has not existed before. It's not always obvious. There aren't, as we say, there isn't a blueprint or a compass point about how you have to do it. These things. And got through it. We're working closely with Derry. Our Derry colleagues have been very helpful to us.
Yeah.
Sharing their learnings, and we're very grateful for that. No, you're quite right. Marvellous. And by the way, I hope you'll come to Limerick in the course of the year, maybe do one of your programs in Limerick. And we would love, of course, if a lot of your listeners would see the chance that, just as people came back to the gathering, that there'll be some great events on in Limerick this year that might be worth planning a trip from the States, back to Ireland around, and Tourism Ireland, and they'll find all the things on the website, limerickcityofculture.org,
And being a West of Ireland man myself, it'd be no harm to point out that I doubt if it's a coincidence, but the access from America to Shannon Airport is second to none.
Your Limerick training is standing you well. Fantastic, absolutely great point. And in fact, the CEO of Shannon Airport, Neil Takey, is on our board as well. So you're quite right. It's a very important part of the whole thing. So I'd be encouraging your listeners. This is a great opportunity to come and experience something very wonderful, culturally wonderful in Limerick this year, and then to take in a part of the Wild Atlantic Way. up to, it even might go as far north as Mayo if they were really in the mood, you know.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about that too, the Wild Atlantic Way. That is yet another government initiative through Tourism Ireland to really focus on getting people to the west of Ireland. Many who experienced the west for the first time this year, for the year of the gathering, as a matter of fact, every county in Ireland, put their best foot forward. And you, as chairman of the advisory board for Gathering Ireland 2013, would have had a tough job if you announced on New Year's Eve that the Gathering Ireland was over, because call it whatever you want to, but I think that the experience of having every county in Ireland, every parish, every village, come to the fore, welcoming not just people from North America, but those, the diaspora that we've spoken so much about, to have the kind of success that Ireland experienced. All 32
yeah, you're
countries.
You're making a very important point there, Adrian, because I think that what has actually happened in the year of the gathering, even though it was a year-long project, is actually a revitalization of a relationship, actually, a reanimation of connections that I suppose had gone dormant in some ways, you know.
Yeah.
And that's been the fantastic thing. I don't know about your family, but our family here in West Limerick, as I speak, parish of Killeedy, where I'm from in West Limerick, right now looking out on the Slievelucra, the hills of Slievelucra. But basically, what we in our family, for instance, last August, we had 140 people gathered for a gathering of the mother side of my family, including cousins from America, cousins from the UK that I'd never met. And they all came for one reason and one reason only, because we invited them.
Yeah.
And I think that's, as you rightly say, so, and of course what's happened from that is you don't do something like that and then shut it down. What's happening now, of course, is like any relationship that has been revitalized, now it's ongoing.
Yeah.
And other places are doing it. And what the year showed was that there's huge life and vitality in the relationship between what I call the home place, as Ireland would say,
right,
the home place, and those who had to leave. And it's been very exciting and lots of interesting things happening by way of follow-up. Now, the Wild Atlantic Way is a parallel but slightly separate project. You're right, it's a government initiative being driven by Falls for Ireland and Tourism Ireland and the Northern Ireland.
And again, I should point out, In before anybody would, send us an email at irishradio.com, this has absolutely, is it purely coincidental that the Taoiseach, Prime Minister of Ireland, happens to be from Castlebar in County Mayo. The Lord works,
the Lord works
in mysterious ways. Doesn't the Lord work in mysterious ways?
You can't keep talent down. No, he's doing a great job. And the Kenny Amos is doing a fantastic job. Great representative of Mayo and Ireland. No, but anyway, the Wild Atlantic Way, I think it's essentially a framing of what is in fact the longest coastal tourism drive, I think, in Europe.
Yeah.
And it's a brilliant, I think, so it's trying to open up to more people the fantastic charms and wonder of this spectacular driveway along the west coast of Ireland, with possibilities then to stop off in different places and do different activities along the way.
Right.
So it's very exciting, and it's getting a great response in Tourism Ireland. They are thrilled with it, and yeah, a great thing to do. And as I say, along the way, then stop into Limerick and enjoy a bit of culture at Limerick National City of Culture.
Okay.
I mean, you couldn't beat it.
Now, give us just an overview of when you take the year of 2014 and Limerick City of Culture. That is, and as you know, the Gathering Ireland 2013, that is a year-long commitment.
Precisely.
Which is no small feat in terms of that's 365 days.
Yeah, so we have at the moment, in the course of, and again, if your listeners will go on the website, they'll see more details, but basically about 100 events already lined up for the first 3 months of the year.
Wow.
And lots of spectacular things. I mean, as they, I just mentioned, the world premiere of Riverdance. We've also got an exhibition by a great artist, Richard Moss. And mm-hmm. then we have, there's a spectacular theatrical and visual experience, I'm told to describe it as, called Fuerza Bruta, which apparently has been sold out in New York and London and elsewhere. It's a spectacular, it's an experience, I'm told, rather than, that's coming in March, you know, that should be fantastic in around the St. Patrick's Day period. And a whole range of other things then throughout the year, which will be, as I say, representing of wider culture, but also then a big program within Limerick itself by cultural groups and artistic groups from the very, you know, really right. talented, passionate arts community in Limerick itself. So it's kind of like there's two centerpieces. There's the local community and arts Limerick program, and then, as I said, there's the wider visitor program that's being curated as well. So all in all, makes the, you know, going to be a fantastic year. Got off to a great start on New Year's Eve with, as I say, a spectacular concert and fireworks on the Shannon, you know, the majestic Shannon at Limerick. And we're all very excited about it. We're all very determined it'll be a great year for Limerick and a great year for Ireland.
Now, when you...
If some of your listeners could join us at some point in the course of the year, and maybe spearheaded by some of the fine Limerick people in New York, like Nick Maloney and George Heslin and a whole range of others there that fly the flag for Limerick in New York.
I'll tell you what, it's barely started, and the Mick Maloney's and George Heslin's and a few more is sicking you with all of their, you know. But however, with more to come.
Honestly, we like the fact that you know, when you want to get a good quality education there, you came to Limerick, and we're delighted about that. You know, we regard you as one of our own, you know.
Let me tell you, though, this is not just Limerick City. This is for...
No, Limerick County.
Limerick County.
Absolutely, city and county, and of course it's national as well then.
Right.
It's Limerick, so the overall, if you like, mandate comes from Limerick City Council and Limerick County Council, so it's under the overall mandate of the councils.
Right.
And then there's a company has been set up, a board has been appointed to drive the project, chaired, as I say, by Pat Cox, the former President of the European Parliament, and that's the board that I sit on as well. We're under the overall responsibility rests with Limerick City and County Councils, which of course are due to amalgamate in the course of this year into one unified council under arrangements which have been brought forward by the government.
The website, which will in fact give people a great.
I'm a terrible. I'm being exposed here. I think it's anyway. Just Google Limerick City of Culture. I'm pretty sure it's limerickcityofculture.org. But if you just Google Limerick City of Culture, there it is.
Matter of fact, if you Google Limerick, you'll get the whole thing. It'll jump out.
Yeah. It's all there.
Of course, obviously, this is not again. It's Limerick, the first national city of culture for 2014, but it's also a great tie-in for the whole west of Ireland, and I'm sure we'll have you might be competing with what is the other one called, the Great West, what is it,
the Wild Atlantic Way
but as always, when we get people to Ireland, they may go for a particular reason. But as the statistics show, people who are coming particularly from North America are staying longer and spending more, and it's
phenomenal. I mean, we're deeply grateful to the huge surge of support we got last year for the gathering from North America. I mean, I checked the last figures, but at one point I think it was up about 14% visitor numbers up from North America. And as you say, the increased access, air access into Ireland from North America, also very significant in, you know, Dublin and Shannon.
Well, you didn't hear about the other 6% because it was actually 20.4. And if you don't believe me, just ask me and I'll tell you. Okay.
Thank you. 20.4, there you are. You see, look, I have to rely on the mailman.
Okay.
No, it's fantastic. You know, we're very, very grateful. We're very grateful to everybody who came. it's a big, big commitment, a big journey. And we're very grateful to the people of Ireland then, you know, who organise gatherings and, you know, put out such
and
a
who continue.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And also, of course, those who are continuing the Fáilte, the welcome. And bottom line in all of this is that you have 20.4% more ambassadors from North America, because I don't think anybody came back from Ireland this year. Everything was working in a favor, you know, of including the weather, including all the events and so forth. So a lot of ambassadors there. We won't indeed be bragging. We won't be bragging about the weather on either side of the Atlantic. Now I know there are a lot of people in great distress because of flooding.
It's been very difficult, and it's been, in fact, very difficult in parts along the coast, and the Hinch was very difficult, and in Limerick as well, Fines flooded through
Cork up to Galway,
all the people,
and indeed parts of Mayo. But if it's any consolation, and we don't offer this as consolation, but we've had record low temperatures here. We're in the middle of a freeze ourselves with minus 13 degrees Celsius temperatures in New York alone. We woke up to 8 degrees, 7 degrees this morning, and in some areas, including the Hamptons and whatever, minus 11 degrees Fahrenheit. You can do the, you know, math.
We're thinking about you. Stay safe, for goodness sake, and I hope everybody is going to be okay.
Good luck, and,
and
thank you.
Thanks again for having me on, and Happy New Year to you, and thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you. Okay. Tim O'Connor, indeed, the chairman of the advisory board of the very successful Gathering Ireland 2013, and now on the board of Limerick City of Culture. Okay, well, when that was, by the way, that was Frank Patton.